You're listening to Clout with Richard Green.
And we are back, and this is Hemp Day, Industrial Hemp Day. I hope you've been enjoying the picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger smoking a joint on the homepage of airamerica.com/clout in his younger days. But apparently he's now an anti-hemp slash cannabis whatever governor, and he vetoed the industrial hemp bill, which was one of the most important bills, I think, that he could have ever signed because of the impact that hemp could have on the California economy, the American economy, and on the environment. It's an amazing plant with a lot of industrial uses, but nope, not legal in the state of California, not legal anywhere except North Dakota. We're going to continue our conversation with attorney Tim Purdon in a second. But right now, we're going to go out to JFK and join Assemblyman Mark Leno, who is the author of AB 684, the California Industrial Hemp Farming Act that was just vetoed while the assemblyman was flying out to New York from California. Welcome to Clout, Assemblyman. Sorry you're having such a bad day.
Been quite a day. I'm sorry for all the noise, but I'm in line trying to get on a bus because there are no taxis to get into Manhattan.
So you get your flight gets delayed, you get to JFK, and there's an hour-long taxi line, and no one's getting a taxi, and you're waiting for a bus now for the last 45 minutes. Love it.
That's right. Where are those gypsy limos when you need one?
There's got to be a law. There's got to be a law. So, Assemblyman, tell us your reaction to your buddy Arnold's veto of your bill.
It's enormously disappointing. Enormously disappointing in that we've presented him a bill that will not only improve the economy, it will clean groundwater, which is contaminated by the pesticides that are needed to grow cotton. It will produce jobs. New factories will be built to process seeds.
You know, it sounds like everybody at JFK is pissed off about this as well.
Everyone's furious.
Okay, go ahead. And so the question is, why is it that the Republicans don't understand what you just said? Do they not habla inglés?
It's hard to say. The politics of it are such that there are those who would believe it's no different than marijuana.
But it's not true. It's there are people who believed that the earth was flat, and at some point they got the memo.
That is correct. It has nothing to do with fact. It has nothing to do with reason. It's just fear of the politics here in California.
Now, what about the argument? Now, I heard, you know this person, I won't mention her name on the air, but an advisor, a former advisor to Governor Schwarzenegger, who told me yesterday that Governor Schwarzenegger, quote, wants to sign this bill, but that he felt that he couldn't because of the federal law that makes cultivating, growing hemp in any variety illegal. Do you think that's BS or is that true?
I'm using every fiber in my body to hold my tongue because it is such nonsense. This is a governor who's challenging the federal government in court as we speak on a tailpipe emission bill that is already law. He didn't sign that one. His predecessor did. No, excuse me. He did sign that bill. Of course he did. No, that was by one of his predecessors. That was Gray Davis. In any case, AB 32 will be challenged, which was our greenhouse gas emissions bill. It is not uncommon for any legislature to pass a law which may push the envelope and find itself in court,
but what's the big deal, right?
Exactly. No. And his comment that this will put farmers at risk is also completely untrue because the Hemp Industry Association is quite prepared to have this challenge in court so that no farmer would have any risk of having land confiscated as a result of the federal government coming in. So these are all false arguments and I have no idea what he is afraid of.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, what do we do now? Can we override this veto, Assemblyman? We're talking to Assemblyman Mark Leno, whose bill, whose industrial hemp bill in California, and California should be the leader on this issue, was just today, just a couple hours ago, vetoed by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Can we override that veto?
I wish I could tell you we could, but unfortunately we can't. We would need a two-thirds majority vote in both houses. That would mean six Republicans joining the Democrats who voted for it in the assembly, and we only had two. So we're many, many votes short for an override.
So we need six more assemblymen in addition to the two that voted for the bill originally?
No, we need an additional four.
Additional four. So essentially, if our clout listeners in San Francisco and San Diego and Santa Barbara and Los Angeles and all of that, if they got a Republican assemblymen or women to override that veto, it could become law.
That's a big if, because it's not going to happen. A legislator who didn't vote for it before a veto is not going to vote for it after a veto.
Well, but if they got a little bit of pressure, perhaps they might take a look at it. Anyway, I'm not going to give up on this, and I guess you're not going to as well. What's your next step?
I will, of course, reintroduce the bill next year, and we will get it to his desk again. History will record Arnold Schwarzenegger as being anything but an action hero. History will record Arnold Schwarzenegger as someone who was lost in the 20th century and could not envision the 21st century. Hemp will be a major agricultural product in California within the next few years, in spite of Arnold Schwarzenegger, as will equal marriage rights for all California citizens be in our future, our very near future, in spite of and despite Arnold Schwarzenegger. But that's just...
But Assemblyman,
the disappointment of the facts.
Assemblyman, let's just be clear. If someone tries to grow industrial hemp that has no capacity to get anyone buzzed, it is not marijuana. If they try to grow that in the state of California right now, they will be breaking the law. Is that correct?
It is uncertain. There is ambiguity in the law, and that's why we put our bill forward. But that individual, if that individual is a farmer and is growing it on farmland, that individual would risk the confiscation of that farmland. There's no certainty that that would not happen. So that's the risk involved.
Wow. I just have to let you know, when you come to get to your hotel, if you've got your laptop with you, you might want to log on to www.airamerica.com, and your favorite person right now wearing a T-shirt that says Arnold is numero uno, has a joint in his hand, has his head tilted backwards, his eyes closed, his mouth open, obviously under the influence of the real marijuana, and that is on our homepage. You might want to cut that, paste it, and send it to Arnold just to remind him that you're watching. Go ahead.
Someone sent that to my BlackBerry a few minutes ago, and I had a good look at it. Yeah. there are words for people who say one thing and do another.
And would that start with an H?
That's for you to say. I won't.
Okay. Well,
you can put the word big in front of it.
Yeah. So you're, I love, Assemblyman, I love how pissed off you are. And we're getting some raw, you know, emotion from you, and not political doublespeak and all of that. Where do you represent? What's your area?
I have the best assembly district in the entire country, probably. It is the eastern half of San Francisco.
And if you ever need any support, you may come on the show, you may fundraise, you may do whatever you want, because we love people like you who are pushing the envelope on behalf of just progress. And I love what you said about the 21st century. Any last words for our listeners as you try to get yourself to Manhattan and find a hotel?
I'm so sorry that my attention might have been slightly distracted. I'm literally boarding a bus and trying to deal with my luggage as I have this interview with you. But I was really pleased to get the invitation. I hope you'll have me back again real soon. And thank you from the bottom of my heart for putting out the truth tonight and bringing some sense to this subject. It is a complete outrage that this country does not allow its farmers to grow a completely safe crop that is grown in 30 other countries across the world. We are exacerbating our trade imbalance by forcing our manufacturers to send their dollars abroad to import a crop from which they can make thousands, and currently do, thousands of legal products, a crop that's only illegal when it's growing in the ground. It is craziness. But that's the United States government right now.
Do you consume any hemp products?
I have hemp shirts. I have hemp lotions and hemp shampoo. You bet.
Great. Well, listen, I'm really glad that you're able to get some transportation from JFK into the city. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry that you're not able to join us in studio. I was excited about that, but look forward to meeting you in the future. And thank you again so much for pushing the envelope and for your genuine, passionate outrage against Governor Schwarzenegger. And please continue the fight for us up there in Sacramento.
You bet. Thanks again for your partnership in this.
You're very welcome. You've got it continuing for as long as we're on the air. That is Assemblyman Mark Leno. This is Richard Green with Clout here on Air America. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Tim Purdon, because all we got left, ladies and gentlemen, is North Dakota, and we need to support them out there in America's heartland. Stay tuned.